Hello, it's Jane Morgan here. I'm the producer of The Friendship File and the voice of the questions. And this is another in my series of I need to say this before the show rather than after it. One thing that not everyone is familiar with. I know lots of people listen to podcasts all the time and know this, but every single time I put out an episode, I know that there are people who listen who've never listened to a podcast before. So one thing I wanted to say is, if you've enjoyed the show, then please hit subscribe. Subscribe doesn't mean you have to pay. It just means that you will automatically get every new episode downloaded to your device, so you don't miss any. And why would you want to? So enjoy today's Friendship File. I hope that will inspire you to press subscribe soon. This is The Friendship File, where we flip open the blueprints behind some of the world's most important relationships. The ones we have with our friends. Two friends have each been sent the same set of questions. They've recorded their responses on their own and without consulting. Here is the combination of their answers. This time, Glynis and Rafat.
My name is Rafat.
My name is Glynis.
I live in Hamburg.
I live in Essex.
And I'm 26.
I'm 55 years old.
I know Glynis since
2015.
Describe the very first moment you remember seeing them.
I had been volunteering in the Calais jungle, and I'd heard people's stories, you know, as they said they were crossing the seas from Turkey to Greece.
I came from Turkey with a tiny boat, crossing the sea to the island in Greece.
So I went over to the island of Lesbos to volunteer on the beaches there, and it was pretty overwhelming. There were 7,000 to 10,000 people a day arriving on the island.
I'm from Syria and I'm a refugee.
So I got focused on shoes.
I had no fear of the sea, but from the unknown.
As people came off, obviously their feet were soaking wet. So I'd arrange shoes in rows of wet, not quite so wet.
Because everything would be changed forever for me. Everything would be new, different.
And I thought, you know, this is something I can control. The rest is completely bonkers.
I was very confused about everything. I didn't know that I can make it.
Friday the 13th of November at around 8 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful sunny morning. The sea was really calm.
That day I remember everything very clear. So it was a sunny day.
And this boat arrived and Rafat, he stepped off the boat with this calm elegance, holding his shoes.
She started to talk to me like, I'm a hero because I hugged my shoes the whole time, you know.
And I thought, well, there's my man, you know. He's got the right idea. He was keeping his shoes dry.
I wasn't able to speak. She tried to talk to me. The first thing she told me when we met, said, hey, you are safe now.
The first thing Rafat said, he said, are we safe now?
And after a while of her talking, I started to speak. She asked what I need to have, a cup of tea. And I said, oh my God, I need a cigarette.
And I said, well, you know, you've got a pretty tough journey ahead of you.
I didn't know that I was able to speak on English because I never used my English.
He said, but there's no bombs, are there? There's no bombs. And do you know, I was so happy because I could say, there's no bombs.
I realized she's a very beautiful human being.
And that very same day, there were bombs in Paris. I just thought, oh, that's going to affect really how refugees are received. And it did. The narrative changed then.
I don't know if I can explain how clever she is, how she helps other people without to give them that feeling that they are in a situation that they need to receive help.
I met thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but Rafat, I just knew he was special, and we exchanged details, so we kept in touch.
When did you realize you were going to be good friends?
I realized we were going to be good friends, like right from the beginning.
I thought that Rafat was with his family. You know, there's a great big melee of people. It's pretty chaotic, you know, when people were arriving. It's hard to tell who's with who.
She described herself as a mother. I was a little bit confused because I thought, okay, is it a job in Europe to be mother?
Rafa and I were messaging each other on his journey and, you know, I was kind of cheering him on from my very safe sidelines.
But I realized that she meant that. She know how every child, no matter how old the child is, if he knew that he will leave the family and her mother, especially forever, how would the feelings going on?
I can't remember where he was, maybe Serbia or something. And then it dawned on me that actually he was on his own. And yeah, I made a promise in that very moment.
She keeps texting me and it was very funny because she asked me if I brush my teeth or if I change my socks and so on.
I would always stand by his side. I would always, always have his back for as long as he wanted or needed me to, or as long as I had breath in my body.
I knew this special human being I needed my whole life, in my life.
What is your favourite thing to do together?
We have fun. We laugh. Honestly, we just laugh the whole time.
I know that she loved the nature and me too. And the first time she visited me, we goes for a walk on the mountains in Germany.
A couple of weeks ago, we were on a video call and the volume stopped working. So he could hear me, but I couldn't hear him.
We are enjoying cooking together and I made chocolate cake and she loved it.
Honestly, instantly we turned it into a game that I had to guess what he was saying, and then it was a real triumph when I could guess.
We're walking a lot and we're talking about everything. She shared me many stories and I shared lots of my stories about my family, the war that I was in, my study, my life.
It's such a uniting thing, isn't it? A sense of humour.
If we are together, we will be happy because we are laughing till cry. Whenever I talk to her, I don't feel that I'm talking to stranger. So I feel like I'm talking to myself just beside a mirror.
Who is better at communicating?
I think we're both pretty good, actually.
She's much better than me in communicating. There's so many times which I just keep busy in my life, trying to do anything in Germany.
So I wouldn't say more than 2 weeks goes by without any contact, really.
She keeps in touch with me. She keeps asking how it's going, how I'm doing.
It's usually every few days. And I wouldn't say it was more me or more him or anything.
But she's much better than me in communicating.
What is their best quality?
He's always 100% himself. And I know that doesn't seem like an enormous quality. But if you are arriving in a new country, you don't know the language, you don't know anybody, you don't know where you are, you've got to start from scratch.
She's very optimistic. That's the thing. No matter what's happened, how bad the situation, she said, oh, it's a new lesson in life.
There's a narrative around refugees, you know, you have to be deserving. And the temptation would be to do what you can to fit in to your surroundings. Now, Rafa is very naturally somebody who can fit in anywhere, but he is always 100% himself.
I can learn something from this, no matter how bad the situation. And I really like this. It's just crazy.
He has such a solid essence to him. I really, really love him for that. It makes it very easy to be friends with him. You always know he is Rafat. He's not going to bend himself to pretend to be somebody that he's not, just to please other people.
Can you think of a time when you have really laughed together?
Now, we're both a little bit magnets for perhaps strange people, if I'm allowed to say that.
And strange thing we have together, no matter where we are, our magnet to have crazy people around us.
We were in Berlin and we'd met Gunnar, the insurance salesman, and Gunnar also doubled up as an opera singer.
We were in a concert, like opera and so on.
It was all really weird because it was really posh, but it was Disney songs. And then the compere arrived dressed as Miss Piggy and started rolling around on the floor. It was so bizarre.
We started to laugh together.
We just caught each other's eye and we barely laughed.
We were trying to laugh on mute position. And our bodies was on vibration.
And I was shoving my scarf in my mouth and obviously everybody's turning around.
Because every chair is connected with the other. The whole place was shaking with our laugh.
You know, I always have what I call like a happy box in my head.
And everybody noticed that. The two crazy people just laughing in this concert.
So if I'm miserable, I have a look in my happy box. And Gunnar, the singing insurance salesman, is definitely in there.
Is there anything about them that irritates you?
There's nothing what irritates me about her.
No, he just doesn't irritate me. And that's actually quite unusual because most people irritate me.
Sometimes I really wonder how similar we are from the soul, you know? We have very similar souls together.
I mean, I irritate myself. Even my dog irritates me, honestly. Rafat just doesn't irritate me.
Talk about a time when they have really come through for you.
Last year, I went down pretty badly with COVID and I'm self-employed. So, I have to just keep earning.
The first time she visited me, it really means to me a lot because I was a stranger and she just came from England to me in Germany, and it was crazy amazing.
And Rafat sent me money, but not only sent me money, he also rallied round other people that he knows and who I also know in Germany to also send me money.
Glennis helps me a lot in so many different ways and many in different situations.
He said you need to rest and this money is for you to be able to rest.
But the big thing for me that she believes in me.
It's not like he's got money coming out of his ears and really he has to send money back to his family in Syria who I think it's safe to say I feel are in greater need than I.
I don't know why, but she really do, and she showed me that.
I was really, really touched by that. And it wasn't just the money, just the fact that he cares enough to do that.
And that's supporting me to keep fighting to make everything better.
It lodged itself in my heart so thoroughly that his gesture has gone a long way into allowing me to heal from COVID.
Very beautiful phrase together that we want to make it a better place. And we are trying.
Do you know, I really feel like I've won the lottery. I'm the luckiest human in the world to have Rafat as my friend. He's more than a friend, he's my family.
Thank you. What do you envy about them?
Sometimes I'm getting envy beside her optimism, her wisdom. Because she's very wise.
I think envy is quite a strong word, but maybe his religion, his faith.
Like an old olive tree in Greece.
Obviously, Rafat has lived through some unbelievably difficult circumstances, and, you know, that continues to this day.
She knows so many stories, and she's very beautiful.
What his faith does is that it allows him to deal with situations with a grace that, yeah, is very beautiful.
She knows how she can help, like, everybody, not only me.
I've learnt a great deal from the way that Rafat deals with situations. He's been a massive teacher for me.
Have you ever argued?
We never argued, and I don't think we will ever do.
No, that's that, really. Yeah.
What have they done that has made you most proud of them?
I'm really very proud of her because she really cares. She cares about everybody, about every human, every single natural life.
Do you know, Rafat makes me proud every single day. Last year, you know, he went and sought help for PTSD. That's really brave. It would be so much easier to just stick your head in the sand on that one. I was so proud of him.
Every time when you talk about anything new, what she's doing or she's planning to, she makes me just very proud of her.
Do you know what? Rafat makes me proud because he manages to get up every morning.
Because in my eyes, she's not just a human being. She's really an angel on this earth.
If you could give them one gift, what would it be?
If I could give her a gift, I would buy her a house on a mountain, because I know how much she's connected to the nature, and I'm pretty sure she will love it.
When Rafat came from Turkey to Greece, I could do that same journey for 10 euros. Rafat had to risk his life and spend several thousand euros because we have a different passport. My gift would be, this makes me emotional, my gift would obviously be that he could be with his family, that we lived in a fairer world. My gift would be that Rafat would have the same rights as the next person, simply by virtue of him being a human being.
If they were a food, what food would they be?
It would be definitely chocolate, because both of us love eat chocolate.
I think he'd be a cocktail with cherries and pineapples and umbrellas and lovely bright colours. The very presence of it just makes you happy.
No matter when, no matter how, and no matter how much.
And that you know you're going to have fun. Yeah. He'd be a fancy schmancy cocktail.
What do they like doing best?
She's enjoying helping people no matter how or where.
He likes eating. He's a really, really good cook and makes these fabulous cakes, honestly.
And she's enjoying storytelling and she's really amazing in it.
And actually, one of the reasons why he likes cooking is because he likes feeding people, being a host. It's just delightful. I think he likes having fun.
If they disappeared from this world, what would you miss most about them?
If she disappeared, I will be strange again. For me, Glennis is not just a friend. She's my family in Europe.
It doesn't really bear thinking about, actually. I see Rafa as my son.
With Glennis, like, there's no distance no matter where we are, and there's so many times which I be confused, not able to speak any English.
My son sees Rafa as his brother.
I can feel that she's present with me the whole time. No matter when I need her or she needs me, she can count on me, and I know that I can count on her.
He'd leave a massive hole. No, Rafa is not allowed to disappear. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, we just make it that he's just not allowed to.
It's very hard just to imagine that, but maybe I'm selfish in it, but I hope my day would be for her day, because I don't think I'm able to take this huge pain if she left.
Before anyone else heard the answers to the questions, the friends got a chance to listen to each other and to react.
I'm left just feeling like the luckiest human in the whole world. Seriously.
What makes me surprising is the thing that she thinks I'm a massive teacher for her. In fact, she's the real teacher for me.
I was reminded of that, like, walking up in the mountains with Rafa the very first time I went to visit him. And that amazing chocolate cake he made. He really does make amazing chocolate cakes.
I've learned very much from her to be patient, to look optimism in the life, and different ways to help other people.
And also, Rafa said I was an olive tree. Ah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? That out there in the world, there's someone that thinks I'm an olive tree.
I really miss the words, and I don't know what to say. It's just a beautiful feeling to be able to go through the whole memories, to laugh with the memories, to know what she really thinks about me.
It's like laughter of recognition, laughter of joy, and laughter at my own good fortune in having this very special human in my life.
I want to really thank you to make me have this feeling. It's just beautiful. And I feel I'm the luckiest person ever to have Glennis.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Friendship File. Search for us wherever you get your podcasts, and there are lots of other files to listen to. Please leave us a review and a star rating so that more people can find us, and visit our website, thefriendshipfile.com. The music for The Friendship File is composed by James Lancaster, one half of Wokring, and you can find them, including their new album, on Spotify and Apple Music. The Friendship File is a Podcart production. Till the next time, goodbye.